Good Friday morning, beloved. I hope that your morning is just perfect in Jesus. Thank you for inviting me into your homes this morning for the Friday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Hosea chapter 11 and verse 12 through Hosea chapter 12 and verse 14. Today's reading includes further words of condemnation and judgment. And the people's ancestor Jacob is recalled along with references to God's rescuing the people from slavery in Egypt. And again, God's saving word for us all this week has been mercy and forgiveness. In the midst, that's so important, in the midst of all this judgment that we've been reading about, judgment for Israel's actions is this isn't an accident. They just didn't, you know, mess up and make a small mistake. They turned from God and chose to worship false gods. And now God is calling them on the carpet for it. But in the midst of all this that's going on, God is showing his mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 11, beginning at verse 12. The Lord says, "The people of Israel have surrounded me with lies and deceit, and the people of Judah are still rebelling against me, the faithful and holy God. Everything that the people of Israel do from morning to night is useless and destructive. Treachery and acts of violence increase among them. They make treaties with Assyria and do business with Egypt. The Lord has an accusation to bring against the people of Judah. He is also going to punish Israel for the way her people act. He will pay them back for what they have done. Their ancestor Jacob struggled with his twin brother Esau while the two of them were still in their mother's womb. When Jacob grew up, he fought against God. He fought against an angel and won. He wept and asked for a blessing, and at Bethel, God came to our ancestor Jacob and spoke with him. This was the Lord God Almighty. The Lord is the name by which he is to be worshipped. And now, descendants of Jacob, trust in your God and return to him. Be loyal and just, and wait patiently for your God to act. The Lord says the people of Israel are as dishonest as the Canaanites. They love to cheat their customers with false scales. We are rich, they say. We have made a fortune, and no one can accuse us of getting rich dishonestly. But I, the Lord your God, who led you out of Egypt, I will make you live in tents again, as you did when I came to you in the desert. I spoke to the prophets and gave them many visions, and through the prophets I gave my people warnings. Yet idols are worshipped in Gilead, and those who worship them will die. Bulls are sacrificed in Gilgal, and the altars there will become piles of stone in the open fields. Our ancestor Jacob had to flee to Mesopotamia, where, in order to get a wife, he worked for another man and took care of his sheep. The Lord sent a prophet to rescue the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt and to take care of them. The people of Israel have made the Lord bitterly angry. They deserve death for their crimes. Their Lord will punish them for the disgrace they have brought upon him." And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 12, verse 10, where the Lord says, "I spoke to the prophets and gave them many visions, and through the prophets I gave my people warnings." Just like in the opening verses of today's reading, he is giving warnings to Judah. Remember, folks, back at this time, Israel had divided into Israel and Judah. So you have Judah and Benjamin, and then you have the 10 tribes of Israel, which would become the quote-unquote lost tribes of Israel. At this time in history, when this book was written, Judah was toying with God, was playing with idolatry and things like that, but had not fully fallen into sin like Israel had. And so God is warning Judah, y'all better straighten up and fly right. But when it comes to dealing with Israel, Israel has already gone too far, and the only thing waiting for them is judgment. Let us pray. Almighty God, I trust in you, and I praise your holy name. I place my hope in you, and I seek to be loyal to your teachings and serve as a beacon of your love and justice. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. I hope to join you again on Monday, where we will be reading Hosea chapter 13, where the prophet Hosea delivers final words of judgment on Israel. Until then, I look forward to seeing you in church on Sunday morning, live in the sanctuary, or via Zoom or Facebook. But either way, as my father-in-law used to say, here or there or in the air, we know that when we have Jesus in our hearts, that our ultimate destination is heaven. So God bless you. We will see you next time.